This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
I know that many of you who listen to this broadcast are active in your personal witness for Christ. God has used many of you to share the gospel message with a friend or relative, and has used some of you to actually lead a person to Christ. I have led some workshops on witnessing, and one of the questions that come up from time to time is, what do you do when a person does not accept Christ after you have shared the gospel with him? You have made the message as clear as you know how, and have given an opportunity to respond, but he doesn't. Do you just quit? Is that the end of it? No, there's one other step you can take that God can use to bring him into the kingdom. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, what do you do when a person says no? I have found a very simple little thing that I do over and over again. When I present the gospel to an individual and he says no, I ask why. If the person says he just doesn't understand enough yet to take the step, I back way off and do what I can to help him get more light on the matter. Sometimes I will suggest the idea of reading through the Gospel of John. That's one of the primary reasons why the Apostle John wrote the book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. That which the Apostle John included in his Gospel was designed to bring a person to faith. So I just suggest that the person read slowly through the Gospel of John and learn what he can about Jesus. I often give a person a simple prayer to pray each time before he reads. He can pray something like this, O God, you know I don't know much about you, and hardly anything about Jesus or the Scriptures. But dear God, I pray that as I read this book, you will speak to me and help clear things up. Many a person has prayed a prayer something like that, and God has answered. So if the person needs more light, try to help bring it to him. There are numerous tracts and booklets on the market that can be helpful. Consult with your pastor or go down to your local Christian bookstore and look around. I'm sure you'll find some things to help. If the person is the type who likes to read, many of us enjoy the practice of leaving a book for the person to read with the idea of coming back in a couple weeks to pick it up and discuss it. But you'll probably want to just start with the Gospel of John. If the person says no because he just wants to put it off, although he realizes full well he should come to Christ and knows how, he should be reminded of what the Scriptures teach about that. God says, come now and let us reason together. God says, choose you this day whom you will serve. God says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The Bible says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. The Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. These and many other scriptures point clearly to the urgency of the matter. We are, in fact, only one heartbeat from eternity. May God bless you as you share the message of Christ with others.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will give you a plan for Bible reading and offer practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship